USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
First, the 12 boys who've been trapped in a cave in Thailand for over 2 weeks were out of the cave. Now they're out of the hospital and talking to reporters. That youth soccer team and their coach holding a news conference a short time ago. This boy saying through a translator, he was the one who led the first rescuers to the rest of the group.
I grabbed the torch for me, and then I came down, and then I greeted them. I said, hello.
A wildfire outside Yosemite National Park in California continues to grow. The Ferguson fire is up to 13,000 acres and only 5% contained, currently threatening about 100 buildings. In Washington State, a wildfire burning near Spokane has forced evacuations of about 800 homes. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
President Trump says he wants to clear up a controversial statement he made during his joint news conference with Russia's President Vladimir Putin, saying at the White House yesterday he misspoke in Helsinki on Monday when he said he had no reason to believe that Russia would be involved in meddling in the 2016 election. The president saying yesterday he meant to say there is no reason why it wouldn't have been Russia. Meanwhile, in an interview that aired last night, President Trump said that President Obama did nothing to prevent or respond to that Russian election meddling.
And he was president, and they informed him of it, and he did nothing. And then after I won, see, he thought Hillary was going to win. After I won, he said, oh, this is a big deal. Well, it wasn't a big deal as long as she won.
He was speaking on Fox News. The president taking some of the credit for a Republican victory in Alabama as Republican Representative Martha Roby won a primary runoff race yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A group of former Ohio State University wrestlers is now suing the university, claiming it ignored allegations of sexual abuse against a former team doctor. The four wrestlers say university coaches and administrators were repeatedly told about accusations against Richard Strauss, who died in 2005. The suit claims the abuse wasn't limited to the wrestling team, but happened to male athletes in 14 different sports. In April, the university admitted that it opened an investigation into the accusations. Mexico is now considering legalizing drugs in its fight against violent crime. The country's new president-elect, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, giving the upcoming interior minister the word to explore whatever it takes to bring peace back to Mexico. The new government also wants to reform its justice system with offers of amnesty and reduced sentences. López Obrador has invited Pope Francis to join the discussion. The pontiff, though, has yet to respond. The country has seen more than 200,000 murders, many of them connected to the drug trade since 2006. And racing star Danica Patrick will be the first woman to host the ESPYs tonight, the 26th annual award show for the year in sports, which airs actually on ABC. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.